You know who this is. Actually, maybe you don't.
Oh, this is Crane from Sounds Escaping, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
And this is Yote.
Yote. That's right. What is Yote?
What's it stand for, you mean?
Yeah.
Youngest of all time. Which, you know.
There it is.
Yeah, there it is.
You know.
That's it. That's the explanation. I'll explain it maybe later today. We have a 2-hour show coming up.
We have so much time.
We have a lot of time. So I'll explain it later, but you have to stay tuned in to hear why. I'm the Yote.
Alright, so I guess we'll be back.
Yeah, maybe.
Bye. I'm about to sneeze.
Yeah, it's the voice of the legendary DJ Scream. DJ Wolfson presents Blue Summer.
Black tight dress, black lips on the bed with a black sex, fifth back, Mac pot wish. Sits with a Jesus chain, singing Jesus Mary Chain. Pick my words, paint my brain, butterflies, Mr. Vane. Let it drip down, summer rain, clean my face up. Let your tears drown, feel no pain, eat your brain up. You think you're seeing hell, but you don't know what hell's like. Seven signs, seven members in the woods like Zelda. Run around the strip, glue stick on my shoulder. Money grows slow, die young when I'm older. Cash folder on the beat. Strip counting rolls, roll over. Rolls Royce soda, pour it down in my soda. Cash same color as Yoda. Hanging out the window, chasing bats like the Joker. Play you like poker, makes us whole. Never know when it's over, when it's over. Black tight dress, black lips on the bed with a black sex, fifth back, magpie wish. Sits with a Jesus chain, singing Jesus Mary Chain. Pick my words, paint my brain, butterflies, Mr. Vane. Let it drip down, summer rain, clean my face up. Let your tears drown, feel no pain, eat your brain up. You think you're seeing hell, but you don't know what hell's like. Seven signs, seven members in the woods like Zelda. Run around the strip, glue stick on my shoulder. Money grows slow, die young when I'm older. Cash folder on the beach, strip counting rolls, roll over. Rolls Royce soda, pour it down in my soda. Cash same color as Yoda. Hanging out the window, chasing bats like the Joker. Play you like poker, makes us whole. Never know when it's over, when it's over.
Damn, hold on.
Strong.
Just cop the pack of Russell Crease, cause that's what I be smoking on.
Bitch, call me a horn dog, I feel like I'm a Capricorn. Eating all your motherfucking bitty like some candy corn. Hold this nigga quiet, he a dumbass for eating the edible.
Stupid.
Now this nigga eyelid closed over his retina.
But your mom's to the food line, with food stamps, the pep off.
Niggas making hella noise, so I had to dab it off. Got my hair yellow, yeah, I'm feeling like I'm Goku. Hey. Let's never play my games, bitch, this ain't Sudoku. Punch a nigga in the face, feeling like I'm Deku. Rocking diamonds in my teeth, all these niggas rocking pebbles.
Yo,
we're back.
We're back. Get your mics working.
First of all, shout out to Elena. Or Crane. What am I talking?
Who is that?
I don't know. Elena doesn't exist. That's not a real person. I just made that up. Shout out Crane because they just figured out how to fix our microphones, which weren't working before, which is why we might have sounded a little muffled.
Yeah, a little weird.
A little weird before. A little
like we were across the room.
Because we were. Mm-hmm. We were. And we had to share our mic. We got it figured out. Or Crane got it figured out. I didn't really do any work. I really hope you like those last two songs. The first one, Summer Rain, Wosom, Young Lean. The second one, Eddie Smacked by King Quad, OJC, and Mall. And the second song I like a lot, OJC and King Quad from my town. I actually went to elementary school with King Quad. And yeah, they put out really good music, so check it out.
Back when they were Prince Quad.
That took me a second. that's a funny joke.
It was.
I didn't get it for a quick second. I get it now. It was a funny joke. King Quad. But yeah, they put out good stuff. It's on Spotify, so you should check it out. OGC has a lot of really cool remixes. Also on SoundCloud. So I think you should check that out. We were going to play some SoundCloud songs for you later. We probably still will. Crane, what are your thoughts on SoundCloud Premium?
I tried to get the free trial because I honestly didn't even look at the price because I was like, I'm not paying for this for it. Like, after free trial, I'm literally not. I'm getting this free trial and then I'm canceling the subscription immediately. Like, there's no chance I'm going to, like, have to pay for another month.
Yeah, like, set a reminder.
Right, because I don't think it's that hard to add stuff to Spotify now. And I feel like SoundCloud is, like, if I was, like, a sound person and, like, I was, like, had, like, 12 of the same track, like, the same, like, basically the same thing, but, like, little alterations, because I was, like, oh, yeah, like, experimenting, like, oh, this is what I do. It's like having a YouTube channel, you know?
Yeah.
That's kind of what I think about it as, like, for, like, a video artist. And it's, like, I literally don't do that. Like, if I was into that, like, if all my friends were, like, sound people, and I, like, wanted to listen to it all the time.
If you were making this stuff, it would be great.
Right. Like, I can do a few ads on YouTube. That's fine.
Yeah.
You know, I can do a few ads on SoundCloud. Now, when we're here, I don't want to be playing ads.
Neither do I.
And the ads suck on SoundCloud, actually. Like, if they were, like, regular ads, it'd be fine.
Did SoundCloud ever not have ads? Because I feel like when I had it, it didn't have ads.
It didn't have ads. What? Yeah.
That's crazy.
No, I remember, like, I got SoundCloud before, like, Spotify and, like, all these other things.
Yeah, no,
there was another one. What was that one where it was, like, you definitely, like, you
would... Shark.
No, it started with a P or something.
And Pandora.
Like, yeah, do you remember that?
Yeah, I never had Pandora. I had Groove Shark, which was, I don't know how I found it. It was like this online thing where you just like, I don't even remember how it worked. You like looked up the song and put it on the docket and then it would show you as it plays through the song. And then I went back one day and it was gone. And it was like this, they were like, didn't have the, like the rights to any of the music.
No, right, it was all pirated stuff.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, oops. There was that and there was something else that I can't remember people were using for like mixtapes. I don't remember. It's how I heard the Fabulous songs. I think it's Fabulous. I'll try and play it later. It's on Spotify now, so yeah. I'll try and play it later.
Yeah, it's not that hard to put stuff on Spotify. And I feel like when people, like, the stuff the artists I listen to, when they do release stuff, it's on Spotify. So it's just like, oh, I'm just listening to, like, unreleased, like, little, like, experimental tracks.
And even when there's stuff that, I mean... I don't know. Call in if you have any thoughts about this, about unreleased music from artists being on Spotify that they didn't put them, you know, themselves. But, like, there's that really big Lana Del Rey unreleased playlist that everybody listens to, and it's all of her unreleased music. Like, you can find it on YouTube. Like, it's there. Like, how else would people hear about it?
Right.
But, like, it's all there. I don't know. Spotify does have everything. I mean, sometimes you'll go on, you'll look for something that was there, and then all of a sudden it's gone. Like, you know what I realized recently that kind of weirded me out? Like, the Snoop Dogg album, like, I'm forgetting the name, but it's the picture where it's, like, the dog pound, like, doghouse, and there's, like, a dog on top. It's, like, my favorite album
by
Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
It's not on Spotify. It's gone. Like, it's fully gone, and I don't know where it is.
Wait, what?
I'm so confused. I've looked for it, like, 5 times, and I'm like, what? But that said,
it's on Apple Music.
Do check, because I'm confused, and, like... It might just be me, because the second song we listened to, Eddie Smacked, I had been looking for that for weeks on end, and then I realized that I just was typing it in wrong.
Algorithm?
Algorithm? What do you mean?
Were you talking about this one?
No.
No. Okay, that's exactly what you described.
Okay, well, I guess a lot of his album covers are pretty similar, so that's my fault. It's actually Snoop Dogg's fault.
No, wait, I don't know if there's anything else in that description.
I'll find it. We'll take a break from talking, and we will find what we're talking about and describe it to our best ability.
I
thought
I
knew
you were talking about, but I don't think I do.
We'll find it. Next, we have the game, so let me put you on the game.
Convulsive Therapy, Part 1. Go kid, go kid, go kid, do the crap with me. Oh, go kid, go kid, go kid, do the steak with me. Oh, go kid, go kid, go kid, do the rock with me. Go kid, go kid, go ahead, gang. First things first, after math, the chronic is back. This is Endo, produced by Timbo. Game over, nah, the NWA chain choking, burning rubber inside the Range Rover, chain smoking, purple haze, this ain't another one of those, this the rebirth for Dre, the rebirth for LA, the rebirth for hip hop, another memorial for Machiavelli and Big Pop, hold up, Tim, stop, I said this another memorial for Machiavelli and Big Pop, young homie got shit locked, public enemy number one, Flavor Flav with a wristwatch. All black G units, all black Impala. I'm a schizo, we with him to 6'4. 50 Cent, no, I'm Compton's most wanted when I'm riding.
Girl,
with Timbo.
If you got a big back, let me pack that. Show me where your friends at, we can flip that. Let me put you on the game.
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 I'll show you where the blood's at, where the grip's at. Show you where they flip crack, where they big check. Let me put you on the game.
Let me put you on the game.
Let me put you on the game.
West on my shoulder, got the West in the backseat of the Rover. Riding on dubs, nigga, I'm West coasting. The next hover from the home of the best Doja. Making on that racket, I got the US open. Stun on me, I'll leave you with your chest open. Vest broken, hopping the low low with the tech smoking. I done paid my dues, and WA is back. This is front page news, I got Dre in the back. Riding on 22s, bitches screaming, let me ride. It must be the shoes, red and black G6s, red dot on the clock. I'm going 3 times platinum, dog, how do I
girl,
stop?
If you got a big bag, let me pack that. Show me where your friends at, we can flip that. Let me put you on the game.
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 I'll show you where the blood's at, where the grip's at. Show you where they flip crack, where they big check. Let me put you on the game.
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 My unit is gorilla. Fuck with my life familiar, I will kill ya. I know that boy not familiar, but you got to feel him if the doctor sealed him.
It's Compton in the house.
Without a doubt, I'm the rapper with clout other niggas yap about. You know the one that introduced New York to the beach cruiser. Got them putting red and blue strings in they G units. Get goopy love, tell them to keep moving. If I got a problem with a bitch, I let Eve do it. Unless she got on the Perla and I can see through it. I don't just let her ride, I give her the keys to it. Me and my bitch lay back in the coupe. I'm moving in the neighborhood, I ain't passing through. I would have been here after Snoop, but I slowed down to show Timberland how to iron a khaki
girl,
suit.
If you got a big back, let me pack that. Show me where your friends at, we can flip that. Let me put you on the game.
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 I'll show you where the blood's at, where the grip's at. Show you where they flip crack, where they big check. Let me put you on the game.
Let me put you on the game.
Let me put you on the game.
Let me put you on the game. Return.
Yep. Let's put you on the game by the game. Obviously, if you were listening before, we were talking about how my favorite Snoop Dogg album is not on Spotify anymore. I can't find it. I was like, what the heck is up with this? I just want to listen to some Snoop Dogg when I'm on the train home. We found the answer, so let me read it out to you. Courtesy of Google, so don't quote me. As of now, the big albums like Doggy Style, The Dog Father, along with Dr. Dre's The Chronic, are no longer on Apple Music, Spotify, and Amazon. Though they are still on the Jay-Z-owned Tidal, which is known for paying higher royalties. So, that explains that. If you're just as heartbroken as me, I feel you. I'm pretty irritated. It's like when The Throne, or Watch the Throne, was never on Spotify until like a few years ago. So it's weird. It's kind of the same vibe. I don't know.
Freak you out, kind of.
Kind of bothers me a little bit. But yeah, just want to let y'all know. So we're just gonna get into the next song. Very different vibe. Why I chose it, because it has a similar cover to the last song we played. Not really, but close enough. Bye. Bye.
every day I fucking wake up in the morning, you know? I work this shitty ass job, but on the weekends, you know, we listen to fucking hardcore music, man.
Hey,
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 ooh, ouais, vive la France.
Wanted to have a PSA read to you by Yop, because now is your lucky chance. X-ray, CT scan, ultrasound, MRI, mammography, angiogram. Has your doctor ordered one of these radiology tests? Now there's a website that can give you important information about these and nearly 100 other radiologist tests and treatments. Radiologyinfo.org answers your questions about what you can expect from your exam or treatment in a detailed and easy to understand way. Radiologyinfo.org has photos, video clips, definitions of many medical terms, and a quick search function. You can also learn about the latest developments in radiology. It's totally free, doesn't require registration, it's available in Spanish. Radiology Info is reviewed by medical experts for accuracy and credibility. Be informed about your radiology exam. Visit radiologyinfo.org. That's radiologyinfo, one word, .org. Developed by the American College of Radiology and the Radiological Society of North America. You're welcome.
Are we talking or are we? Oh, we are talking.
Yeah, I'm talking right now.
Sorry,
I'm talking right now.
And I'm here. I just walked in. Wait, oh my god. So this is me, I'm walking up to the mic, and I came closer to the mic, and here I'm at the mic now. Did it sound like that?
Yeah, it did sound like that.
Wait, okay, you talk.
Close to the mic. Yeah,
oh my god,
it does sound like that.
For me, I get to like the more gradual part, but I feel like when I was listening to myself, I was like, wait, am I actually getting closer, confused, or am I actually going further away? Because you actually can't.
Oh my god. Yeah.
I come closer to the mic.
At first, I had no idea what you're talking about, and I was so confused.
Wait, and now we're like running around the room, and we're just like doing our own little thing. Like, you can't even tell we're doing.
We're actually not even in the room. We're not even here.
We're not.
Crane and Yote aren't real.
Sorry.
Stop. Okay.
I can just cut your mic.
Yeah, you could. Anyway, we listened to a few songs. Don't even think about it. Don't even think about it. One of them was Beach House, and you want to know why that's crazy?
I want to know why it's crazy. I know it's crazy, but I don't think
Crane
people...
Crane knows why it's crazy.
The 16 people listening don't know why it's crazy.
They should know why it's
crazy. Should I check to see how many we have? Also, keep going.
Yeah, but keep it a surprise. I don't want to know. Okay. Basically, Beach House is coming to Boston, and we're really excited. That said, we did forget when it was. I had to check today. Apparently, it's on the 22nd.
Oh.
Yeah.
I should put this on my calendar, to be honest.
I was so, like, all right. I mean, I bought the ticket, so I'm going to go, but I totally forgot. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be a blast. And we love Beach House because it's good music. And one of our next songs is Beach House. I hope you like the two other songs we played, or maybe we played three. I don't know. I'm pretty sure it was just, three total.
Three?
Yeah, it was Master of None, and then it was Audemars, and then Viva La France.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I think.
I didn't know what three you were talking about.
Those three.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Also, we're reporting live from Medfordville, so if anyone's in Medfordville listening, shout out to you.
No, shout out to you.
Shout out to you, especially if you're listening from your car, because it's one thing if you're listening from WMFO.org, which is great. That's awesome. Thank you.
Oh, my gosh. We should try to get my car. Oh, my God. It's 91.5. I was like, I wonder what this...
Oh, my God.
What if the FM is?
Yeah, like, we've only been doing it for, like, a year. Like,
sorry.
No.
I'm kidding.
Yeah, I would hope so. I would hope that you're kidding about being sorry.
I wasn't kidding, though. I was like, oh, yeah, we should, like, try to get it set up in my car. Like, it needed more.
No, it's just 91.5.
And then thinking out loud, you know.
So if you're listening right now and you just so happen to forget what station you're listening to, it's 91.5 WMFO. Is that a word?
I think, you know what we should do?
What's up?
Never mind, we can't do it.
Well, what were you going to say? Or can you
I was going to be like, we should record our show and have it play through my car's radio, but then also, the sound coming through my car radio, we put into a mic and go through the show, but then we'd have to get a mic into my car, like, from the show.
Yeah, I think that'd be really hard, but...
Like, I want to see what kind of reverb situation would happen there, but...
A really awesome one.
I think it would be dope. So we just need to get my car, like, by the window of this third floor building.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we just open the door. Open the window.
Yeah.
So tired.
I'm also really tired. We had a really good dinner with friends where I didn't do any of the cooking, so it was awesome.
I kind of did something. Listen, I provide a lot of food and my house.
Yeah, I mean, I went grocery shopping with you guys, but I just bought stuff for myself.
And for the... You bought stuff for the pigs in a blanket.
I bought croissant rolls. Hey, FYI, don't buy the buttery flavored...
Yeah.
Rolls. Don't do that. Just get the original.
Yeah.
Like, don't do that.
I really was wanting us to get the original.
Me too. I got the original for myself.
Yeah, and then I was like, oh, we should do, like, an egg wash. And then I was like, wait, no, we literally bought the buttered ones. Like, they're literally going to ooze butter. Because I've seen this happen before. Like, they did. Yeah. There was, like, a little patch.
Well, it's like faux butter flavor, which makes it taste bad. I don't know.
Yeah, that was, you know, honestly, like, if we hadn't planned it, like, literally, like, we weren't thinking about doing pigs in a blanket until we were, like, leaving the house.
Yeah.
I would have, like, made my own dough.
Every time you say pigs in a blanket, I keep thinking you're saying pizza in a blanket.
Pigs in a blanket.
Same thing.
It doesn't sound like that.
No, it doesn't.
I'm trying to get it.
I think I mishear things a lot. I misread things, which is how I came up with that design for, like, the t-shirt I did last summer.
Omelet time?
Yeah, I just misread my friend's shirt. And then he was like, oh, I would totally buy a shirt that says omelet time.
What did their shirt say?
I don't even know. I wasn't wearing my glasses. Life hack, if you want to be creative and you want to create art, just don't ever wear glasses if you have glasses or contacts. And don't listen to things very carefully. And you'll come up with some amazing ideas just
also,
by your own fault.
When you're like supposed to be doing other work, that's really when creativity flows.
Yeah. That's so true. And you're listening from... This is a real art student telling you this. You don't have to be an art student to make art. I'm not an art student. But you should do art whenever you want.
Which is, like, honestly, like, all the time. If you think about it, like, who are the artists now that are, like, in art school? Like, predominantly. It's the rich kids. You know, people who, like...
Yeah, of course.
So it's like, oh, so if I had the means to do whatever I wanted, I would choose to do art. Which is like,
yeah,
oh, so then
course.
Everybody kind of wants to do art. You know what I'm kind of trying to say? It's like...
At the end of the day, it's like, if you had the option to do art, I think most people would if there weren't things, like, barriers blocking them.
Exactly. And it's like, oh, okay, why do we want to do that? Like, we've always done
that. It's just the way I think people are.
Yeah.
If you're listening right now and you're not... If you think you're not making art, you probably are.
You should keep doing it. You make aesthetic choice literally, like, 24/7.
Yeah. It's kind of like, I think, the way that the brain is wired. And that, yeah, there's some people that are more technical and care more about, you know... I'm trying to give an example.
This reminds me of a book I'm reading.
What did you say?
This reminds me of a book I'm reading. Reading Notes from the Underground by Dostoevsky. You know what I'm trying to say. I can never say his name. But anyways, I literally, like, I'm reading it, but basically I've only gotten to, like, the first, like, I don't know how many pages. Because it's when the guy's like, oh,
humans, we're, like, way too complicated. Like, we have way too many, like, weird things going on in our brain. Like, why do we need to be, like, he doesn't say why do we need to be creative, but that's what I thought about it. I was like, it's like suffering. It's like, we could have the same, like, brain as a dog, and we'd, like, we'd survive.
That's interesting.
Right?
I've never heard of
that. That's why I had to put it down.
Oh.
Because I was like, oh my fucking God.
Guess what, guys? You didn't hear that. Crane didn't say anything.
It's okay, 16 people are listening. Still.
Actually, like 3,000 people are listening. I forgot, trust me.
I'm really sorry.
That reminds me of, like, the story, like, Young Lean was telling, where he was trying to read, like, Elon Musk's book when he was, I forget where he was, but he was in some sort of, like, program that you really couldn't do very much. And he thought that he had, like, read the whole book, but turns out he just read the first page, like, several tens or hundreds of times and thought that he read the whole book.
Young Lean?
Yeah, this is the only video I've ever seen of Young Lean speaking.
That's so funny.
I mean, I listen to, like, Young Lean's music. I love it, but I've never watched a video of him speaking before, so when I heard that, I was like,
So he wasn't sober then?
Interesting. No. Well, that's where I think he was somewhere where he was, like, working on being sober, but
okay.
Back to art. Yeah, keep doing it. No, seriously, keep doing it. I met someone last week who asked me if I made art, and I kind of paused for a second. Like, I remember we were on the subway, and they had asked me if I make art, and I thought about it. And then while I was thinking about it, they just said to me, they said, "You paused, so you do. You make art. Like, you had to think about it, so you do it." And I don't know. It made me feel kind of good because. I'm not, like, an art student. You don't have to be, but sometimes it is easier to feel like you're not making something.
No, totally. And,
you know?
And I feel like, everyone should always say yes when people ask, do you make art? Because I think there's nothing scarier than someone saying no to that. Yeah. Instead of, like, a pause or being like, oh, kind of. Like, being like, oh, no. It's like, oh, wow. So you're, like, passively, like, choosing not to make art.
Yeah.
And that's scary.
Art's great. I mean, this is literally, we're playing music for you on the radio.
Music is so trippy. It's like, why do we listen to this?
I love music.
And
I think
it's
about
so amazing.
Honestly, if you're listening right now, if you don't listen to music constantly, which I'm sure none of you do,
I actually
that
don't listen to music
really?
Constantly. I'm sorry.
Okay, no. Shut up.
Okay.
Shut up.
No, but I think I listen to music way less than other people do. Like, I don't listen into the shower.
Okay, I don't listen to music in the shower. I don't listen if I'm, like, really grinding something out.
Right, exactly.
That's actually not true.
I can't focus during listening to music. I listen to music instead.
I actually listen to, there's a lot of, like, EDM and techno music, where if I need to finish an essay, and I'm doing it in, like, 2 hours.
That's such a good point, yeah.
I listen to it. Because when the beat per minute is really fast, it makes me get a lot of work done, and I would recommend it. Try it once. If it doesn't work for you, don't do it again, obviously.
That was, like, a trend. People were listening to Mario Kart. It's like, no, don't listen to Mario Kart. Listen to, like, EDM.
No, listen to proper, like, actually, techno, like, music. Yeah. Like, it people
support
think
someone,
it's
not
funny.
Nintendo.
I mean, it's kind of funny. You said S4M23?
No, I said support someone, not Nintendo.
No, I thought you said... Oh, tired.
I just really, really likes S4M.
Yeah, okay, well, we're playing Sam 23 later. We've already played the song before, and I made Elena play it yesterday. And Elena is my friend, who you guys don't know. You guys don't know.
Yeah.
But
I also know her a little bit. And
Yeah, it's crazy. But I made her play it in the car yesterday because I wanted to listen to it. That's why.
No, I feel like...
You know?
I feel like she always is down. Like...
Yeah, she's always down.
So...
Speak of down, we are gonna get down and dirty back with the music. Let's listen to some Beach House.
Oh.
Sorry, guys. Beach
House always does this to me. It's like...
Hey,
I mean, who's Claire Ellis? Yo? Yo always does this to me. I'm like, I'm not ready to play the songs.
I didn't mean to throw you a curveball. I'm sorry.
Okay, I'm ready now, though.
Okay, bye!
I'm not afraid to die. I got ice on me, I got money on me, I got the bitches on me, I got designer on me, got my gun on me, I got drawers on me, dope man, I bet the plug on me, I been juggin', trappin'. All damn night, I be flipping. Catch, get my set right, bust down. Yeah, nigga, flood this shit with ice. In the streets ain't nothing nice. I'm living a thug life, nigga. Yeah, nigga, thug life like I'm Tupac. I'm strapped like a soldier in my Reebok. Giving the drugs, I need me a detox. One in the head, no safety, got a decop. I'm rocking Louis V with Peacock. Roll the AP, Hugh Blow, got 3 clocks. The VVA diamond, they look like balls. Made the pet set down like I'm running miles. I'm drinking that raw in my G-Star. Got killer with me, that'll knock y'all. That bitch with me, she coming from Panama. Dope dealer, nigga, not a panhandler. Hold up. I'm finna pull me a fan up. Thunder back with every time that I'm rolling up. I still strapped up, please do not run up. I can't relate to these niggas like Gunner. I do not know you niggas, I know numbers. I know the plug, nigga, not the wrongest. Thought like got that block hot like the summer. I fuck with the bitch line, nigga, and the condoms. Fuck with your bitch, I forgot to use a condom. Ooh, I can't see these niggas Stevie Wonder. Cold hearted nigga with a heater on me. They locked up my nigga, free the homies. I got money on me, I got the bitches on me, I got designer on me, got my gun on me, I got drawers on me, dope man, I bet the plug on me, I been jugging, trapping, all damn night, I been flipping, capping, get my set right, dash down. Yeah, nigga, flood this shit with ice, in the streets ain't nothing nice, I'm living the thug life, nigga.
I'm a thug, you a peon, I got guns, better run, hop out trucks, with them sticks, let them go, just for fun, I got the juice like a pre-sign, I'm in the big leagues, these nigga D1, Mr. Off-White with Saint Laurent, ooh, and I came through with a big drum, 100-round drum, none less, mini Drago, it might make a mess, Luciano, you ain't passed the test, I look big homie, nigga, put your ass to rest, Gelato Gad, I don't rock with me, put the stick on your big homie, if he bullshit, then shoot out some bullshit, yeah, I be with it, Drago Diablo, El Jefe, yeah,
ice on me, I got money on me, I got the bitches on me, I got designer on me, got my gun on me, I got drawers on me, dope man, I bet the plug on me, I been jugging, trapping, all damn night, I been flipping, capping, get my set right, dash down. Yeah, nigga, flood this shit with ice. In the streets ain't nothing nice. I'm living a thug life, nigga.
And we're on.
And we're on.
Shout out to...
Shout out Fiona. Shout out Matt Feinberg, too. Matt Feinberg, if you're listening, shout out to you. Shout out to anyone else who's listening.
Shout out.
Also... I know we were just talking about how excited we were to go to Beach House, but listening to that song actually made me so upset that made me sad. It made me think about everything sad that's ever happened to me in the past, like, 4 months. Which is a lot.
Oh, I'm sorry. We probably shouldn't have played it, but...
No, it's a good song, though.
Yeah, I think that whole album, to be honest...
Yeah.
That entire album may not a radio show vibe. That album specifically.
I mean, it depends on who you are. I think if you're driving around at this time on a Thursday, it's like, oh my god, you might be like, yeah, this is exactly what I need.
Yeah, you're so right.
And other times you might be like, nah, I need to listen to Brodinski.
Pablo Kwan. I haven't been adding to the thing in so long.
I was just going to ask you, if you're listening and you see that the name or the song doesn't line up with what we're listening to, that's our fault because we just haven't been putting them in. We're working on it. We're tired. You're probably tired, too. You're probably more tired than us. You probably had a harder day than us. But we are working on it. We're putting the names in, so don't get uptight about it. Also, I was thinking about it. I've had people ask me about, like, our playlists that we have to make the show. And I'm like, just listen to the show. Just listen to it.
Yeah, it's like you're missing out on a lot more than you think you are.
Yeah, it's because, like, just the songs are there. The talking isn't there. Maybe that's, like... amazing for some people. Maybe it's exactly what they're looking for, but not me. I think commit fully. If you're gonna do something, commit to it, unless it's really bad. Maybe then still commit to it. I don't know. It's not advice. It's just I'm trying to say something that makes sense, and I don't think it's going very well because I don't want to be held accountable for telling you to do something bad. It's a good song. It's just so sad. Makes me quite upset. But Thug Life, I love that song. I found it by accident when I was a sophomore in high school. And you might be wondering, oh, how old were you if you were a sophomore in high school? I'm the yo, so don't even worry about it. But I found it because someone else was, like, gassing up this other, like, let me find it. Several people
were gassing up
Juan. Am I reading this wrong? Yeah.
Wait, city?
Never mind. I'm definitely reading this wrong. People were just, you know, there's, like, one Brudinski song people liked a lot, and I can't remember which one it is, and then I did some digging, and then I found this album, and I love it, and I love Thug Life, I love The Matrix, I like, there's one called, Not the One, or, like, I Am the One. Those are two very different, they mean different things, but it's one of those two titles. Yeah. Honestly, I'm excited. We got some good stuff coming up next. The next song is a bit long. I'll be real with you. It's not really that long. It's nothing like the last song we played, and it's nothing like the song we'll play after it. So I'm building up the suspense here. I hope you enjoy it, but if you don't, you should still stay tuned in. Whoa, my headphones just made a weird sound.
Yeah, right? I heard that.
Yeah.
I think that was one of the mics.
Dang, that was unpleasant.
Some sort of
that was unpleasant.
It was not fun.
I think that's another thing. Unpleasant and unappealing are, those words don't get used enough, and I think they're an actually very accurate way of describing things. I think one thing that you should all try out is if you curse a lot, try for like a week not cursing and then trying to supplement like other words, because you'll find that there's so many more fun ways to describe things.
Oh my god.
What's up?
Phone call?
Oh my god, pick it up.
I literally don't remember how to do this. So
guys, Crane's just joking. We know exactly what we're doing. Okay, so don't even worry about it. It's
flashing.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
They wanna be on Hello? Air?
Hi, do you hear me? Okay, I can hear you.
Do they wanna be on air? Oh my god, no, put Fiona on, I want to hear Fiona.
Oh, because our mics are on.
Yeah.
Wait, I guess I can put you on, actually.
Yeah, put Fiona on.
Yeah, here we go.
Guys, this is Fionk.
Fiona, we talk.
Hello.
Oh my god, no, put Fiona on, I want to hear Fiona.
Yeah, we're hearing Fiona. Who's that? Who are you with? Are you with Elena?
No, that was Claire Alice.
Yeah, that was me, that was
Wait, awesome. What?
Well, because it was delayed.
Yeah.
Hi.
Oh.
Hi.
That's Fiona. So freaky.
Also, stop dropping my government name on air. Stop doing
Fiona.
That.
Oh, wait.
Oh, sorry.
She wasn't there. Is Fionk. Also, she wasn't there for that.
I'm Yote now.
Oh, yeah. Clarel's.
Stop.
Oopsies.
Anyway, our names are Yote.
And Crane.
Wow.
And Fionk.
You're supposed to say Fionk.
Okay, if you've been missing out, if you just started listening during the summer, Fionk is our third and awesome and epic co-host who's not in Medfordville this summer. We wish
the sound that didn't escape.
Sure. Aren't you coming?
You were the sound that escaped.
You
you're the one that got away.
That's so funny.
So when are you coming here, Fiona?
Yeah.
Well, wait, when are you coming here? Wait. Elena, weren't you going to come here this weekend?
This weekend? I really could have. I was like, I didn't go to work today, so
we're
definitely probably could.
New York City, baby.
But actually, I'm going to an Alston show. One of my friends from like high school is going to be playing, so I like wanted to see that on Saturday night.
Oh, wow.
You know,
classic Alston shows.
But also, like, I do have time off, and I want to take it in July. Carlos was feeling the same way, but everybody in New York. I'm so sorry. Yote was feeling the same way. Wait, I'm talking about Claire Ellis. I'm not talking about you, Yote. Klaus was feeling the same way. And then, but then we're like, literally like everybody is working. Like, and you guys have like, you're not working 9 to 5s. Like, you're working like weird hours. You know?
My hours are weird, but if you told me like 2 weeks or like 1 week ahead in advance, then I could take time off. Like, I could say I have something going on.
You should, yeah. Crane should go. I have to be real. I am so sick of commuting. I think this might be like my second weekend I've spent here. I've been in
You are never here.
I've been in New York. Yeah. I've been other places. I've been in Jersey. And it's not that I don't like being in those places, but, like, if I have to take one more bus or train, I might lose it. I mean, I also might not lose it, because I kind of do like it. It's kind of fun. But,
yeah.
You know?
I want it to be said that it is kind of fun here. Like, there's stuff to do. Like, it's nice. Like, you spend your summer here, like, you know, it's, like, fun. And this time, like, we're not staying in a dorm. Like, we both have our own rooms, so it's, like, fun.
No, it does sound fun. I do want to come. Well, when is the beach house thing? Like, I would be down to go up.
Oh, yeah. We were to say, Ryan, like, doesn't even want to do it. Like, you should really talk to him and get his ticket. Like, I'm not even kidding. Like, I feel like that should happen.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I feel like I could try to do that.
He would definitely
sell you. I don't
even
listen to
ticket.
Beach house, though.
You don't have to. It's not even sing along music. It's instrumentals. It's literally, like, instrumentals.
You just
stand
there and enjoy
it. Sway along music?
It's sway along. Also, I have the set list. I can give it to you. It's, like, not even that long.
Is it 40 minutes long or, like...
Wait, how did you find the set list?
I Googled it.
What?
Yeah, you can Google it for every artist you're going to go see.
I didn't know that you could do that.
Yeah, I learned that this year. I'm not a concert
goer. But
don't
they just throw in random songs sometimes?
They do. But it'll be like, okay, so what you should do when you're going to go, like, and you don't really listen to the artist, or you, like, listen, like, a little bit, but it was, like, oh, kind of like an opportunity thing, you should listen to, like, their top 10 songs and then Google the set list and listen to that.
Oh, true.
Most likely the set list is going to be, like, of course, like, their new stuff, but they're always going to play, like, the top, like...
They're gonna play Space Song.
Oh, they're 100% gonna play Space. Like,
they're gonna go wild.
And they're gonna play Myth, and then they're gonna play, like, Master of None.
The one,
like,
that
all
goes,
this stuff is gonna...
wow.
You always say that, I never know which one you're talking about. But I think you're talking about Space Song, I think.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Probably Wildflower as well. Like most of Depression Cherry will be played.
Yeah, if anyone's listening and they're going to Beach House, I really hope we see you there and you see us and then you think, wow.
We should have a special handshake. Actually, no, we can't do that before here.
No.
We should have a special, like a little phrase where we can be like, oh yeah, I listened on your radio show and that's where I learned
that
you're,
like,
going to go to Beach House.
When we get there, we could do that whistle. We could do the whistle from Remote Control Part 2. Like,
I was going to say from the Hunger Games. Can you do the Hunger Games one?
Hey, stop. You guys are singing Remote Control.
We listened to it in the car yesterday.
Actually, I'm whistling it.
Oh,
so.
I'm so upset. I'm so upset.
Why? The glub.
I'm missing out on so much Remote Control right now.
You missed out on one Remote Control.
Just one time.
Just once.
And I'm going to be honest, I know fully well that Claire also wanted to listen to it just for the end.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to listen to
you know,
it.
Literally.
Well, because if... Just so you know, I knew the Glub 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 song before I knew Remote Control. No, my sister knows. Like, my sister's obviously not listening right now, but what we would do in high school, she's 2 years older, is that she would play it, and then I would sing along. And I knew, like, the Lil Pump version. I knew the, what was the other one? 6ix9ine version. I knew all of them, and I would sing along.
I think I knew it, too, and I think I put part of the song in a, like, an iMovie I'd made with my friends in our film class.
Oh my god.
We had, like, a film class rotation in middle school in 8th grade.
Yeah.
And then I went through my... Sorry, this could be kind of long. I went through my middle school phone last night, and, I was going through her text, and then I found a photo of our grade, like, for that class, like,
oh, wow.
And her, like, comment.